بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن ابي سفيان الصخر بن حرب رضي الله تعالى عنه في حديث طويل في قصه هرقل قال: هرقل، فماذا يامركم؟ يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال ابو سفيان: قلت يقول: اعبدوا الله وحده لا تشركوا به شيئا، واتركوا ما يقول اباؤكم، ويامرنا بالصلاه والصدق والعفاف والصله. متفق عليه. The narrator of the hadith is Abu Sufyan Sakhr bin Harb radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a leader of the Quraysh of Makkah during the days of ignorance. He accepted Islam in the 8th year of Hijrah during the conquest of Makkah. Thereafter, he took part in the battles of Hunain and Taif with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was appointed the governor of Najran, and his son Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the first khalifa of the Banu Umayyah dynasty. Abu Sufyan passed away in the 31st year of Hijrah and is buried in Madinah Munawwara. In this hadith, a portion Imam Nawawi has mentioned under this chapter of Babu Sidd, that is the chapter of truthfulness and honesty. This refers to the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to write letters inviting other nations, other rulers to Islam, we find that letter writing is a very, very effective tool of propagation of Islam and of delivering one's message. It's very, very easy to pick up a telephone or to talk to somebody. But when you put down your thoughts or your dawah or your invitation in a letter, then it allows that person to contemplate and read the thing over and over again. And we find that this is proven in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was a very effective tool that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam utilized. So in the 6th year of Hijrah, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrote several letters to various kings and rulers throughout the world, inviting them towards Islam. And one such letter was written to what is referred to as Hiraqal al-Rum, that is Hercules, if you want to use contemporary language, who was the king or the ruler of Rome, or the of the Romans, or the Christians. So when Hiraqal received this letter, his curiosity was piqued, and he wanted to know more about the background of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Knowing that he was from Makkah Mukarramah, Hiraqal became conscious at that time that there was a caravan of traders in Syria where Hiraqal was based. And this caravan was from Makkah Mukarramah, and in this caravan was Abu Sufyan. At that time he was not a Muslim. So he summoned Abu Sufyan, who was the leader of the caravan of traders from Makkah Mukarramah, to give him some background information about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So and he asked him various questions, which forms a very long hadith, very famous hadith also. From that hadith, this section Imam Nawawi has mentioned. One of the questions that he asked, that what does this person who claims to be a messenger of Allah, what does he command you with? So Abu Sufyan said, he commands us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and not to ascribe any partners with Allah ta'ala, and to abandon that which our forefathers used to believe in, that is idolatry, etc. And he commands us with salah, with honesty, with chastity, and with maintaining family ties. So there were several other questions that Hiraqal asked about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And finally, in the end, he drew the conclusion and he said that without a doubt, this is the final messenger, the one everyone was waiting for, based on the responses that Abu Sufyan gave. Now, if you look, what does the messenger of Allah invite you all towards? Inviting disbelievers towards what? And amongst the things that were mentioned is sidq, being honest, avoiding any forms of deception. Prior to Nubuwwat, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became a Nabi at the age of 40. But he lived his entire life with the people of Makkah Mukarramah. And the outstanding quality prior to Nubuwwat, that he became known by the people of Makkah as Al-Amin and As-Sadiq, as the one that is Amin, Amanadar, trustworthy, and As-Sadiq, the one who spoke the truth. This is before becoming a Nabi. These were the outstanding qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he invited people towards Islam also, primarily, amongst the qualities, Sidq, to be honest, to be upright. Because we find that this is a tool by which people will be invited towards Islam. Unfortunately, nowadays, we are very, very quick to blame negative media about Islam, very, very quick to blame propaganda about Islam. But if you look in our dealings, how many times you get non-Muslims accusing Muslims of being dishonest? How many times you hear of Muslims who have done people down? Besides one is being dishonest, we are going to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More importantly, we are becoming a negative advert towards Islam. Remember, last week, we were in Australia, in Sydney. We met this one doctor, was originally from Lebanon, Lebanese descent. He settled in Sydney, he's a foot specialist. So we had one meal with him. And while we met him, he started telling us, so I asked him, I said, Australia, the situation is such, you pick up any newspaper, first page, there'll be something negative about Islam, terrorism, etc., etc. This is the direction first world countries are going in. So I said, on a day-to-day basis, the people you come into contact with, the people of Australian descent, non-Muslims, what is their attitude towards Islam? How affected are they by the negative propaganda that is going on in the press, in the media? So he said there's one female doctor, she belongs to Seventh Adventist Church, which is actually one branch of Christianity. They have beliefs that are very similar to Judaism. So he said there's one Australian doctor that is part of his team in his surgery. Initially when she came, she also came with those negative ideas that Muslims are terrorists, Muslims are violent, etc., etc. He said, as she came into contact with my other female staff, with my wife also, and she came into contact with Muslim patients. He lives in an area in Sydney called Lakemba, where there are a lot of Arabs, a lot of Muslims living, people of Arab descent. She began to realize that one is what the picture the media is presenting, and the other is the reality on the ground. The Muslims are ordinary people, and that Islam is an attractive religion. So he said, over a period of time, she became so interested in Islam that recently she asked for a copy of the Quran. She wanted a translation of the Quran. And he told me, I want to tell you something that is distressing to me. He said that her interest in Islam came to such a level that once she confided to my wife and myself that she's very, very excited. So they asked, why are you excited? So he says, I've been invited to a function. And in that function, there is going to be a born Muslim lady whose husband is Australian Christian who has converted to Islam. So she said, this is the first opportunity I'm going to get to meet someone like that and to maybe integrate with them and learn a little bit more about Islam, because I'm also becoming very interested that if I have to accept Islam, what the challenges I will face, etc. So he said, the next day when she came, she was distraught. So he asked her, his wife was with her, what happened, what is the problem? So she says, she described this function or this gathering they went to. She says, we were sitting and this Muslim lady who I was looking forward to meet, she came, her hair was purple in color. She was wearing a dress, a skirt, no pants, body hugging. She says, when I first looked at this Muslim lady, I got a shock, because I had been learning what Islam is all about. And she says she sat down with her husband, and then the waiter came. And the waiter said that, what would you like to drink? We have wine, we have beer, or we have fruit juice. So this woman said, no, I won't have any beer or fruit juice, but I'll have a glass of wine. So she said, I couldn't contain myself. This woman was a complete stranger to me, but I told her that you are a hypocrite. Why did you make this man into a Muslim if you are still holding fast to the practices of those of what goes on with those who are non-Muslims. She says, I couldn't contain myself. And when he mentioned this, I remembered what we had heard from one of our elders, that he says that I was a student in Raiwin Markaz in the 70s or 80s. And one day it was announced that today you have got chutti from classes. Why? Because the first time somebody from Australia, a Jamaat from Australia has come where somebody has accepted Islam. And he's going to give a talk or he's going to give kargozari of the time that he has spent. So our ustad gave us off and all of us went to listen to this bayan. And this elder of ours, he says, this happened 30 years ago, yet I can still remember what that Australian mentioned in his bayan. Australian new Muslim or revert or whatever you want to call him. So he says, he mentioned in his bayan, he said, my example and the example of you Muslims. My example and the examples of you Muslims. And is, and I'm changing the example a little bit more for our understanding. He says, I am in Durban and I want to go to Spingo. And I come to you Muslim and I tell you that, listen, I want to go to Spingo. So you tell me I'm also going to Spingo. And Spingo is straight ahead. You tell me that and you start walking in the opposite direction. So he says, I get totally confused. You tell me Spingo is straight ahead. You are also going to Spingo. And it is in that direction. And when you start walking, you are walking in the opposite direction. I don't know now. Which direction, are you speaking the truth? Are you lying? Which direction am I supposed to be going? So he says, this is exactly the example of you Muslims today. One is what Islam is saying. One is what Islam is there in the kitab, in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the other is the advert of Islam that you people are. And this is what we have to understand, that the character of a Muslim in his business, in his trading, in his dealing, the first thing that has to stand out about a Muslim is his honesty. That a Muslim is not someone who deceives someone. Muslim, when he opens his mouth, is conscious. Am I speaking the truth? Am I lying? Am I deceiving someone? I have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find that this quality of sidq was something that was amongst the basic things that Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam advertised, invited towards. And it was the outstanding quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us one.